Yeah, first of all, just, you know, obviously a really good win for our team, and I think a really important win for us as well. And, you know, felt that all week long, so just couldn't be much proud of our guys. Thought they really did a great job playing hard, competing, and, you know, proud of them, but very, very happy for them, too. And bottom line was I thought we played tough. We really fought, competed for the ball, and did just so many good things. I don't know if I want to call it a dominant performance, but, you know, we were playing at a high level out there, and that was so good for us to see. Defense did a great job, obviously. Phil and the staff do a great job and do it week after week. And then in a short week, you know, give the guys even that much more credit because clearly they were paying attention and working hard at it. And, you know, coming up those big plays, I don't think anybody could have seen that coming. None of us expected it. Their guys done a great job protecting the football, and it's a real credit, I think, to our guys. And it was a team effort, guys up front putting pressure on all that. And offensively, same thing. You know, we got the turnovers and responded, turned them into points. And then, you know, when they did score, we were able to respond, driving the ball ourselves. So, you know, just great to see. Spencer, I didn't realize he had 5 touchdown passes. That's, you know, pretty good, obviously. And then a couple on the ground as well. And you know, for all the things he's been doing, you know, mentioned early in the week about their quarterback, the growth he's shown, of course, of a year and a half, and I think we'd probably say the same thing about our quarterback. There were a couple good quarterbacks in the game tonight, that's for sure. I got to see the film, but I think staying on the sidelines, felt like our line took some steps forward. You know, the film will verify that, hopefully, but I think we're gaining some ground there. And, you know, Tyler Goodson, you know, can't say enough about him as well. He made some big plays tonight. And I'll just, you know, circle back. One of the best plays of the week last week was, you know, we threw an interception, unfortunately, in his hustle play to go tackle the guy. I think that just kind of illustrates the kind of player he is. So just, you know, happy about that. And then, you know, the last thing, just real quickly, playing on the road, second road game now. Tough environment, night game, all that. And great to have our fans here. Really appreciate that. It was a nice contingent. I'm not sure where they all came from. I guess a lot of people must live out east, but appreciate them being here. And they're really vocal, so that made things a little bit easier for us, and fortunately we gave them something to be happy about. So anyway, just appreciative of that. Just, you know, overall, just really happy with our team and really proud of what the way the guys handled this entire week. So I'll throw it out for questions.
Heather did it to the ESPN. Yeah, clearly your guys have handled the ranking with maturity to this point, but as you know, the more you win, the more attention you get. What's your confidence level that they can stay even keel moving forward?
I think you know, a lot of the good things that happened tonight, you know, I had that thought just in the locker room watching the guys celebrating. That's the best part of the job, quite frankly, that you know, whatever it is, 10-15 minutes in there. But the clear thing about it to me is our senior leadership, our veteran leadership, not just seniors, but are the guys that have played over the last, this year and last year, they're really doing a good job just, you know, showing younger guys, and we got a lot of young guys on our team, but they're showing them how to act, how to do things, and that's all week long, not just, you know, on game day. It doesn't work that way, obviously. So I think that's where it starts, and then I've been saying, and believe me, I tell our players the same thing, rankings this time of year mean nothing. I mean, we're 5 games into it. I had no idea how good we were, and still don't, and didn't know about our opponent either. We're both 4-0, but you know, so that stuff will mean a little bit more in November, but that's also why you play. You want to, you know, be in games that matter, you know, and have significance. So, but at this point, we've only got 5 up, and, you know, try to figure out these next 2 weeks, and then we'll go from there, regroup a little bit.
Kirk, it looks like your quarterback has made some strides over the last few weeks. Certainly tonight, you know, 3 touchdown passes, 2 runs, had 70% completion percentage.
Yeah.
How is he able to make this step and kind of elevate everybody else around him too? Yeah,
I think, you know, we being the staff, probably look at it a little differently than maybe the rest of the world. We think he's been pretty good for us. And, you know, 2 things. I mean, the bottom line is to win games. That's a little, you know, like it or not, my wife's been saying it for about 40 years. At the end of the day, that's what it gets down to. And from us, it's, you know, it's a happiness thing, and it's also sometimes an employment issue. But then beyond it, for the players, I mean, that's, you know, that's how you feel, and you feel like, you know, you feel like hell when you lose, and you feel great when you win. And the bottom line is, I mean, he's, you know, finished up 6 straight last year, and now he's, you know, he's got us here. So, you know, we really like what we've seen. Like the development that we've seen from him. And there's a lot of things we see in practice that not everybody else gets to see. So, you know, I think anybody's surprised in our camp about, you know, how he played tonight. And the first two things I would say about him, he's totally committed, just so committed as a player. I talked about the defensive guys, their preparation. And the other part, clean game. And we talk about trying to play clean football. It's one of our goals. And, he's making more decisions than anybody on the field. He has more impact than anybody on the field. And for us to come out tonight with no turnovers, that was really a big part of it.
Obviously, you've hit a lot of good secondaries over the years. But what's made this group special?
You know, we're veteran. That's one thing, you know. And that doesn't, ensure that you're going to be good. But it helps, you know. So you think about those guys, Moss and Hankins, they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. And, Riley got caught on a couple things a couple weeks ago, after. But they're veteran guys. Kerner's a veteran, so there's three guys right there. And then Dane's, a three-year player now. So we're pretty veteran back with those guys. And then throw Kayvon in there. So it's five guys that have played a lot of football. So that helps. And then the other part is, the guys up front are doing a good job, trying to, keep the quarterbacks a little bit off. From being comfortable, just getting them off their spot a little bit, and our linebackers are doing a good job too. So it is a team effort, but those guys got to go get the ball when it's up there.
Kirk, I asked Spencer about this a moment ago, but the offense seemed ready to go. They just get off the field, they're going right back out there after a turnover, and there doesn't seem to be any hesitancy, any indecision. They just go take care of business. As a coach, is that all preparation, or is that something else?
It's to me, teams are you're building all the time. You're either going forward or backwards, and we've done both this year, especially offensively. But, I think it's just, because we talked about that Tuesday. It's just there's no magic formula or no magic pill. You just got to keep working. And but like I mentioned about the seniors on defense, it's same thing on the offense. If you got some guys that have played and played successfully, like Spencer has, and Linderbaum, there's two, and Goodson, those guys, they've done a lot of good things out there. So I think that they've helped keep us on track a little bit. And I still feel like we're not there yet, but at least if we keep growing, I did feel in August like, we had a chance to be a better team in November. So I'm hoping that's what we just keep our focus on doing that.
Is there something to be said about when you have a special season? I'm thinking of 02, 09, 15. You've had really profound road wins. Is there something about a road trip that can kind of bring a team together, especially when you deliver a performance?
I think so, and that's, this is, I think I made the comment this week. I know I did to some people, I don't know if I publicly, but we have an interesting schedule. We have seven games and two road trips, and one was like, driving to Des Moines, go see my daughter. I mean, big deal. So, this is our first real road trip, and then you throw a night game on top of it. But, the flip side is, puts us all together here in a pretty tight combine, and it's good. I think sometimes that can help you, and but it all depends on how the players treat it, and that's really what it gets down to. Coaches have done this before, but this every year is a new adventure. And again, I'll circle back to that leadership part. We got enough older guys that just they kind of know the routine. They help to show the younger guys, can't fool around here. We got to go, especially on a short week.
Arlen was really involved tonight. What did he show you this week in practice to have that confidence in him to where he could incur a really big snap?
Same thing I've been telling all of you guys. He's a quality person, a really quality person. A veteran guy, talking about veterans, experienced guys. So he's a fifth-year guy who's been down the hard road with injuries. Never hung his head, just kept working, kept being part of the team, and now he's emerged as a leader on our football team. So, we had total confidence. I know he did a lot of good things. Probably one of the best things he did, in my opinion, tonight. I know it's not in the statute, but he came back and picked up a blitz off the boundary on a play-action pass. And that's a veteran move. A lot of the younger players are going to miss that one. But he came out of his fake, came back, made the protection, and allowed us to be successful. And that's a play I'll remember for him tonight. But that's what you expect from a guy like him. So, I'm really glad he's on our team.
Last week, Keegan. This week, Arlen Bruce. I know you've spoken to them before, but what can you say about how they have just come on and really just been able to contribute for the team early on as true freshmen?
Yeah, I don't know if surprise is the right word, but they've impressed me since January, when they showed up. And, Connor Colby, kind of in that same ballpark, but those guys are a little bit more out there to be seen. But everything they've done, they've kind of handled, like they're third-year guys. It's been really impressive. School, social life, football, and I think we're seeing them improve on the field, too. Now they're getting a little confidence, hopefully. So, I mean, we need all the help we can get, so it's a good thing to get more guys in the mix.
Riley said that Terry's pick tonight was a long time coming. Obviously, he's a major impact player on special teams, but you know, what does he mean to this team, and what did it feel like to see him go out there and get that pick right before half?
Yeah, I think I've said before, I mean, we, and I left him out when I was talking about the older guys, we consider him a starter. Like, you know, if we didn't have two seniors that were pretty good, he'd be in there starting. And I've also said, you know, 2.5 years ago, I wasn't sure, like, how it was going to go for him. He's just a young guy. Unlike Arlen and Keegan, you know, he was trying to figure a lot of things out. His growth has just been so impressive, and started on special teams. You know, you think back to that game 2 years ago, you know, the big play he made at the end. But we just watch him grow. He competes hard, loves football, loves his teammates, and brings a really positive energy. You guys see that when he's playing, covering kicks and all that. Just hit me. It's a real positive energy the way he plays.
One or two more.
Kirk, you guys are, there's no secret, you're going to get a lot more attention coming up, and there's going to be a lot of people in Iowa City next weekend for sure. And how do you guard against that? I mean, you know, an adversity can kind of work the other way too,
sure,
if you're rising up like that. And do you think this team's mature enough to handle that?
Yeah, we're going to find out. But it's, you know, this today was a good indicator, just in that, again, short week, you got to go on the road. And it's a little further than last year's Minnesota. So, you know, that was a test of our maturity, and I told them that Sunday. You know, mature teams can handle this a little bit better than, you know, immature teams. And the other part, kind of, you know, back to that earlier theme, is that, you know, the goal, you know, none of us knew how good we were in August. And, you know, I'm still not sure how good we are. Nobody knows, because we're still so early in this season. We're not even at the halfway mark. But part of success is, you know, dealing with it too, and that's harder than adversity, I think, you know, from experience. But when you got older guys that understand it, that's you know, what you hope. But you know, all said and done, I mean, we're a 5-0 team that still has a lot of work to do, and that's, I think our guys understand that. But they also have seen now that if we work hard, maybe some good things can happen. And you know, so if you get in quote unquote big games, yeah, there's going to be, the circus will come to town. So yeah, we got to deal with that. And it's a whole lot better than, you know, playing our fifth game at Maine in 1991. I don't know who it was against, but, you know. So it wasn't a circus, I know that. We had a craft show, okay, so I pulled into the, the field house, and the place was jammed. So what the hell's going on? Craft show. So, coaches had to park 300 yards away. Priorities.
All right.
Then we had one too. It was deer hunting season, right? The beautiful day, first day of November, you know, 70 degrees, which doesn't happen often, playing Delaware. We upset them that day. But there was like nobody there. I found out deer hunting. Okay, whatever. So, anyway, it's good to be at Iowa.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.